It's the Accidental Entrepreneur Show.
I'm Matthew Clark.
And it's Ian Scott.
And it's the
Accidental...
Oh, no, come on, get it right. Look, we've done it right once.
Oh, it doesn't really matter. We've got a guest, Matthew.
Who's the guest?
She's waiting.
My name's Bernadette Spate.
Oh, Bernadette.
Well, I thought I had to give my full name.
I've never... you're an accidental entrepreneur.
I am an accidental
entrepreneur.
Where do you think she's from, Matthew?
Spreckensy
Deutsch? Nine. She's a northerner.
A northerner. So what, Scotland?
No, not that far north.
No, I think she's Yorkshire. Are you Yorkshire?
I'm Yorkshire.
What did you do before you became an accidental entrepreneur? What caused it? Were you vomited out of the system? I like that word.
Are you going to use this on every show, vomited out of the system?
Don't like that impression, really. But I left the public sector just over 2 years ago now, and I've been working for myself ever since.
Why?
Lots of reasons, really. I was a bit stifled, I think.
They were messing with your mind.
They were messing with my mind.
They stamped your creativity.
They did, yes.
They screwed with your well-being.
They did screw with my well-being, yes.
Come on, keep this flow going, because this is a nice flow you've got here going.
What's the business?
I've worked in and developed social enterprises for about the last 16, 17 years, and I went to work for a local authority thinking that I was going to be able to help social enterprises even more, which didn't really happen. So now I've just gone back to working to help them improve their business practices.
Do you know she used to be a lawyer? And why did you give it up, Bernadette?
I gave it up because I was so disillusioned, because I thought that the law was about justice and right and wrong, and it's not.
Being a lawyer and working in the public sector, there's so many benefits and, you know, big pay. You think about lawyers, lots of money, and with a public sector, you've got, you know, pensions and all those sort of things. Now, when you work for yourself, you don't get all of that, do you?
Well, no, you don't, but you kind of... have your eyes on what you're going to use for that in the future. You're looking at developing that for yourself, aren't you? And building that for yourself.
You see, when you went out on your own, did you actually know what you were going to do?
I had an idea of what I was going to do more different things than I thought I was going to do when I first packed it in.
What was the driving force? Was it money or to be happy?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to make money, haven't you, to survive.
But which came first?
The being happy, the getting out of a really horrible atmosphere.
Tell me what you think an accidental entrepreneur is, because we're still trying to find out, aren't we, Matthew?
Well, everything you keep saying sort of sums me up, but then it's nice to meet someone else.
But that's the whole point of this show. It's actually for people out there who don't want to be the next Peter Jones and his horrible socks. They don't want to enjoy life. I mean, would you want to be stuck in a lift with the Dragon's Den team?
Definitely not. But also, I have to make the point, is that who, apart from accidental entrepreneurs who want to have fun in life, would record a business radio show in a kitchen where dinner is being cooked?
Pass. Barely.
I just thought I'd better explain where we were.
Hey, yeah. We are feeding the enterprise soul. The interview with Bernie's the soul food for entrepreneurs, and then we'll have some nosh afterwards. So back to the whole thing. Yeah. What was the question we asked?
What do I think an accidental entrepreneur is?
Oh, yes, that was it. What is it?
Well, I suppose somebody like me who never ever thought about going into business, but just kind of events just take you there, I suppose.
Would you recommend it for other people?
Yeah, definitely. If anybody's got an inkling of wanting to do something, or they're in a rut like I was in a big organisation, then yeah, go for it.
Top tips.
Keep your contacts. Keep up with all your contacts that you've built up over the time. Always know what's going on in your kind of sphere. So if my sphere is social enterprise, I keep my ear to the ground about what's happening there. Don't get isolated. Keep in touch with people, because it can be quite lonely when you're working on your own. And enjoy it.
Any of your colleagues still sitting there going, oh, I could do this. What's your tip to them?
Well, they might not need a tip from me. I think some more are going to actually be vomited out of the system.
Okay.
I don't like that.
I think this is a term we're going to hear in nearly every show. But I have to say, we've got to wrap the show up now, because we're moving on with time.
Oh, and food.
I'm Matthew Clark.
And I'm Ian Scott.
And this is the
Accidental Entrepreneur Show.